Deluxe Home Care, this is Sarah speaking.
Yeah, it's Levi Harris again. I was just trying to see when the new caretaker and stuff will be coming out.
1 minute, please. Let me ask my coworker who you spoke to. All right.
All right.
Hi, thanks for holding. Okay, so I'm going to look into this. I would have to find you a caregiver. You spoke to Tammy. She said that you're going to have someone, in a family member that would be able to be your caregiver soon, right?
Possibly. I got to talk to her because I know she works for K-Care where I originally was, and she has two clients already. She has my biological mother, and then she has someone else. So I got to talk to her, see if she even has availability still now.
I hear that. Okay, so I'm going to put
I would switch back to K-Care if I knew how, but I don't know how to do all that. Claire did all this.
I hear that. And it's not working out with Clara.
No, and that's why she got fired the first time, because she was just clocking in, and the hours I was turning in and she was turning in. That's why K-Care released her to someone else and said no family no more. So she switched back and went here so she could just do the clock in, clock out stuff. But after today, when she came down here and started calling me lazy and shit, like, I didn't choose to get ran over twice. Like, it's not my choice that I can't get up every day.
For sure. Okay, so I just put that on needs aid. I'm going to have to look for someone. Let's see, where are you located?
Like, yeah, I know. It looks gross down here. I don't like living like this either. But there's days I can't physically do shit. I have better days than I do. I have some good days sometimes, but it's not that often.
Mm-hmm.
And then on those good days, I push myself so hard to the point I can't even barely get up.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Okay, so do you want to ask your family member if they're going to be able to be your aide so that I would know of how long I'm looking for someone for?
Okay. I can call her as soon as we get off the phone.
Perfect. All right. So thank you so much. And then let me see. When was the last time that Clara clocked in?
I think she started the clock in today because she came down here, because yesterday she asked me if stuff needed done down there. And I was like, yeah. I was like, all kinds of things need done down there. I don't have running water downstairs because it's just a half-finished basement. And she's like, well, I gave you Clorox wipes. I said, yeah, that was 3 months ago, and it was a small container. I said, and it's more than just a table. I said, it gets dusty down there. I have asthma and stuff. Like, I said, I'm constantly trying to fucking wipe stuff down and shit. And I vacuum my tiny little living room area, and I'm down for the next 2 days.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. So we really got to get you someone in quick. This is not good. Okay, let me see. I see she came on Monday, which was yesterday. 1 minute.
I know Shannon's biggest thing was the pay difference because she makes 17, but she did say she talked to someone. They said they would work with her. But then we never heard anything back, so.
Really? Do you know who she spoke with?
No, and I talk to Shannon every day. I she comes and checks on me all the time, so.
Mm-hmm.
I can call her real quick, and I can call. Is it like a certain number I call back or person? How do I get back to you so I can just give you the info?
Well, I think you dialed my direct line, 314.
Okay. I have this one saved under mobile, so, all right.
Yeah. You could save it as Sarah, because this is who you should be speaking with.
I'll do that. I'll call her, and I'll call you right back within, like, 20 minutes.
Perfect. Sounds great. If you don't reach me, I'll call you back if I'm on the other line.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.